State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live from iHeart Studios, you know what it is. It's Team Big Facts. Big Bank is here. Baby Jade is here. Big homie Kodak, Shot Jones, DJ Scream. And we're going to do something different today. Our group chats have been on fire, so we're going to let y'all into the world of the Big Facts group chat. Clap it up for the Big Facts group chat. So listen, I don't even know where to start because there's so much going on. My sister hit me last week, said something about an eclipse and the retrograde and this. And I'm
talking definitely
about
retrograde season.
And it's the lunar eclipse going on currently right now.
That's what she said. So we're talking about bridges collapsing. We're talking about people's homes getting raided by the feds. We're talking about five-way rap beefs. And go ahead.
Fuck all that, man.
Go ahead.
We are here as Big Facts Media Group and as a collective. We have to get down to the nitty ditty.
Oh my goodness.
We got to get down to the bottom of this shit.
Set it off.
Diddy do.
So this is what I need to hear from y'all, and then I will explain my perspective on the situation.
Okay.
What the fuck do y'all think is going on, and who the fuck do y'all think Diddy pissed off?
Everybody.
Because somebody is upset.
Yeah, I don't know if he did what they saying he did.
Yeah, me neither.
That, but he did something. Somebody pissed off. He done did something to somebody. Somebody mad, didn't he?
Yeah, the feds come knocking. Something's going on.
The thing is that usually, like, when the feds come knocking, the feds come and knock and arrest.
With evidence.
Correct.
There was no arrest.
That's what the lawyer called it, a witch hunt. His lawyer.
So what do y'all like? What do y'all think about that?
I think Cassie just opened up the floodgates.
Yeah. But Diddy not going down alone. That's one thing. Like, a nigga that big, he know where the bodies is hidden. And if he going down, he taking people down with
him. But then there was another. My bad.
Hold on, what you saying?
I'm saying if a nigga that, not literal bodies, maybe literal bodies, but if a nigga that big is getting exposed for some shit, he's been in rooms with people who've been doing the same shit.
But, there, you know, that's another conspiracy that's going around, like, on Twitter and on Instagram, that the reason that there was no arrest warrant in conjunction with the search warrant
is because
they were trying to get rid of some more powerful information of people that were more powerful than him.
Who said that?
That's been going around for the last Twitter? 24
so
hours.
What's the source of these accusations?
This is the conspiracy theory that's been going around ever since yesterday.
But they said they raided his house because of human sex trafficking.
Yeah, that's essentially
That's how you secure a warrant. That's just like if you go to the emergency room, the only way you're going to go straight to the back is if you tell them you're having chest pains.
Yeah, or you're about to die. You got a hole in your head or something like that. You need to make it extreme.
Can get straight to the point.
So to make it extreme for Diddy, RICO, sex trafficking, human trafficking. This nigga got kids in his basement. Oh, shit, let's investigate.
Yeah, that's the thing. Ain't none of that officially came from no authority saying this is what it is. All they got is his house has been raided. For sure, three of them.
But the way he acted.
No, they did. They overly said.
Show it to me, Jay.
The way he acted after this.
That's what I'm saying. The official. When we saw some people get picked up for certain things, it came from.
No, what I'm saying.
Just show it to me. I'm just saying. That's cool.
One minute.
You can pull your mic up, bro. You got to talk now. That's all I said. So I ain't saying who did what what is and what ain't, because it's something going on if the Homeland Security is raiding three homes. Oh gosh! Now our podcast has become X-rated. $9.99. You can see Jade gobble
the mic.
Now I'm gonna start OnlyFans for real. Y'all bullshit.
What you cooking?
What you gonna
I don't know. You said if I tell y'all what's on there, then y'all ain't gonna subscribe.
Oh, Kodak gonna subscribe.
Yeah.
Bro, you done fucked my shit up, bro. It's all limp.
Well.
Tighten the bottom. Tighten the bottom one. The bottom, yeah.
You said tighten my mouth?
Tighten the bottom thing.
Oh, my God. No killing our audio. Oh.
Hold on, I'm finna find my receipts.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, no, for sure, the facts, big facts, the facts is that them folks went to his houses and tore that shit apart looking for something. What that something is, we don't know.
Yeah. We can speculate, but if they're going there, they're not going there for no reason. The feds don't show up at your door off allegations, the accusation. Nigga.
But
doing
the feds also don't normally, under regular circumstances, show up at your door and not take you to.
Didn't they do it to Michael Jackson, though, about the kid shit? Didn't they show up? And
but Diddy wasn't there to take. This nigga was somewhere else.
They would have found Diddy if they wanted to find Diddy.
If Twitter can find this nigga, bro, the feds can find this nigga.
Found him.
Straight
they
up.
They wouldn't have let his kids go and all that shit trying to find him if they were trying to find him like that. That's all I'm saying. I just want to get to the facts of it. I get this and that.
The nitty-gritty.
What's the facts?
And just to like preface this, we are in no way trying to make light or make jokes about this situation. Mm-mm. It just sounded cute and it rhymed. But that is essentially what we're here to do. Get down to the nitty-ditty.
Okay, so what's the nitty-ditty?
I mean,
the bottom of this shit.
Yeah, all we have is.
Man, what is it? What is it? Like, what
Diddy
is.
That's why we're here. Let's discuss.
He's facing accusations of sex trafficking, human trafficking. Which
who said that?
But none of this stuff has been proven, though.
I'm saying, who even said that? That he's facing allegations. All they said was his houses have
been
raided.
Find it for me, Kodak, because I know I'm not tripping.
I got you.
You're going to find it on blogs.
We go to Google and we hit news.
They said.
Inside the sex trafficking investigation into Diddy Combs.
No. Who put that out?
LA Times.
Okay. So go down and read where it says that the authorities have charged or blah, blah, blah.
Over the last few months.
You yelling at me. I'm talking about clickbait versus
the facts.
What Janae
sent? Janae, you sent a blog.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Homeland Security releases the video aftermath of the raid of Sean Diddy Combs' mansion in L.A. This is Homeland Security.
But why is Homeland Security releasing video of the aftermath,
instead
though?
Of releasing the stuff they went to find? That's what I'm saying. So the lawyer put out, the lawyer said, oh, y'all ain't find them, it's a witch hunt.
What if they ain't find no stuff?
Then it's a witch hunt. That's what the lawyer said today. I'm just telling you the most.
Ain't that what his lawyer's supposed to say? His lawyer's supposed to make you think that he not guilty.
The lawyer, okay, if somebody else had a body and they found a body in the house, the lawyer can't say it's a witch hunt. He might say it's a misunderstanding, but they can't say it's a witch hunt because you found a body.
But we do know that they ain't find nothing that he finna like go to jail for.
He ain't go yesterday.
Because I'm going to keep it 100. Them type of people go in your spot. They come out of, it's a press conference outside your shit. This is what we just found in here. Yo.
So it looks like they really just tucked their tails and left in embarrassment.
I can't say that, but I'm just saying. They didn't find nothing. They could find something to leak. Maybe leak, something, not something that just, we going to, them folks ain't wait. When we got you, we got you. Hey, sir, in front of your shit, we would need you to come see us.
Yeah, but see, you're they right. Went to all three of his shits and no press conference. So that speaks volumes, too. That means that, hey, what are we doing here?
Sometimes,
just making a spectacle to destroy a black man?
I wonder if he knew or had any type of feeling that they was coming. That's just a curiosity. We can't really answer that question, but I'm
you
want to
know my personal opinion?
Yeah.
My personal opinion, I feel like he knew some shit like this was probably going to happen in the near future. I don't know if he knew it was going to happen now or if he knew it's going to happen next week or next year, but I feel like he knew this shit was coming eventually.
So Homeland Security, if that's the case, I'm not saying it is or ain't. If you know they coming, ain't you going to get rid of what they coming to look for?
Maybe that's why they didn't find nothing.
That's all I'm saying. The man ain't incarcerated. The man ain't been charged.
He's not incarcerated. He hasn't been charged.
Yeah, a lot of people making him guilty.
He's only been
formally
accused.
Media.
Yeah.
But if you know you hot, you better get whatever the fuck. Whatever this shit. Nigga, yeah, this shit got to go. Viagra, everything. Get this shit out of here. I'm nending this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Not the Viagra.
Take the furniture, nigga. I'm nending this motherfucker.
Yeah,
how's it look like naked. A bando?
Shit, nigga.
Matter of fact, get them grapes and that juice and shit.
Bleach
about that
and sage this motherfucker down.
Yeah, and all it's still very early in the investigation stage of it, so we can't say whether he's guilty or innocent. But shit, we just need to let this shit play out.
You sound like you think he what he did, whatever they say he did.
I said it's a lot of finger pointing at him. It's a lot of shit.
You think
adding up.
You think Diddy did it?
Do I think Diddy did? I think it's a possibility that somebody that powerful could get away with some shit like that. Yeah. I think powerful people probably into a
lot
of crazy shit.
Let me ask y'all two things real quick. First question. What do y'all think about this prophet lady that said last year or 2 years ago or whenever that all of this stuff was going to start crumbling around Easter?
Oh, yeah. She did say that last year. She first came about when his child's parents, child's mom passed away.
Yeah.
And said that she came to her. And so she did like this whole series about how the mom came to her and was telling her different stuff that was happening and that Diddy had something to do with her death and all of that. And then she did say that people was trying to keep his mouth shut. Like people was trying to like keep Diddy mouth shut. And then around March.
Keep Diddy mouth shut?
Mm-hmm. Like people higher than him was trying to keep his mouth shut. And then around March, things was going to come out.
Mm.
And around March, things came out.
And when did she make these allegations?
Last year.
Mm.
At the end of last year.
And then
the white lady.
These facts.
And she's supposed to be
these are big facts.
Yeah,
these are big facts.
She's supposed to be like a psychic lady.
A medium.
Yeah. No, listen. Let me rephrase that. What she said isn't necessarily big facts. I can't vouch, confirm, or deny. It's big facts that she said this last year and it's happening now.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like coincidental.
She's been doing numerous
readings
because it started with the Kim supposedly coming to her and telling her things was going to happen. Because initially she told her that something was going to happen when the Cassie came out, that something was going to happen. It was going to be some type of big lawsuit and all that. And then Cassie came out. She was right on the month. whenever Cassie came out and did all of that, that happened.
Like her times be lining up when she be predicting shit.
Predicting shit. And then she said after that this ain't the end of it. It's more stuff that's going to start happening.
She said something about Jay-Z too, right?
Yes, Jay-Z's supposed to be connected to it and everything. Mm. That's what she said. Is it facts? I don't know. Do we believe in spirits?
Yeah, I overly believe in spirits.
So, yeah, I believe in spirits too. So, do you feel like spirits come to certain people? I believe that. So, is this clout or facts? I have no idea. But her months are on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, she said this shit last year. And she said between March and April, around Easter, something else was going to happen with Diddy.
And Easter is
Sunday. And then, look, my second part of the question is, do you guys think that this is a coincidence that all of this stuff is coming out and happening around the time that he fell out with his very large business partners?
Who did he fall out with?
The liquor brand. Liquor brands not even big enough for that to be like some career crumbling shit.
You don't know what they are.
They ain't big enough to what?
Like, these weren't like household name liquors. It's not like we talking about like
Ciroc.
Are you serious? Household name.
He made it a household name.
Man, you got your mind.
Yeah, Diddy made Ciroc a household name.
You know, it's not Ciroc. It's Diego. It's not Ciroc.
Yeah, it's Diego Wines and Spirits.
Now who else Diego got?
Diego owns every liquor you drink.
Hello.
It's Google.
Doom, 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 doom.
I got these gloves on. It's hard.
Big homie, like you might want to sit this one
king
out.
Around this bitch.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh, he thinking that he was in being with some like
Everclear.
No. I thought I was on the mindset that Diddy made these motherfuckers relevant.
No.
He made Ciroc relevant, for sure.
Okay.
He made
but
Ciroc.
look up all the brands.
Okay,
up
I'm
going to
give you a correlation.
But Ciroc was
give you
out
a
before Diddy made him relevant.
Okay, you saying,
no, but Diddy
you
made him
saying
relevant.
No, but I'm saying like once he started to like really, what's it called? Ambassador for them.
Yeah, nobody.
What you
no,
yeah,
like
about
you
say,
I'm going to give you a parallel. You saying that Diego, that Diddy made Diego or that Diego wasn't relevant or popular before Diddy is just like saying.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said Ciroc. He's speaking specifically of Ciroc.
He just said that he was in business with some people that didn't really matter.
He didn't know.
Yeah, I was thinking
no,
about Ciroc.
I'm
was thinking,
giving you a parallel
okay, yeah.
so you can understand.
Yeah.
You saying that the people that he was in business with, quote unquote, Diego, weren't really like a big deal. It's just like saying that people didn't know anything about True Religion and Chrome Heart before niggas started wearing it.
Ah, I see what you're saying. But it's people that think that. I think that's crazy. Like that.
True Religion and Chrome Heart been around since the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Like white people been wearing that shit. Niggas ain't make that shit.
Yeah.
They don't even really want niggas in that shit for real. Like.
Cause they had what's his name? They had Kai in the Chrome Heart store. He said, "Yeah, I want to do a video here for promo." I was like, bro, we don't even need your promo, bro.
Yeah, get out.
Don't record in here. We don't need that shit.
And yeah, matter of fact, fuck get it. Not recording. You get out
now.
Like, yeah, like,
put that shit back. Get out. As a matter of fact, just give it to me. Nah, but not. I do think we need to let the legal process play out with Diddy, but we can't prosecute the nigga in a court of public opinion because ain't no coming back from that.
I think everybody.
I do think if it's something is going on, because I just keep seeing like how they just gonna be trying to add all type of niggas on that shit. You get this nigga, because they talking about the other nigga got them, my boy Trey. Boys in the Hood, they got him in
Cuba. Yeah, Cuba Gooding.
Yeah.
They got him in it too now.
Bro, they got Prince Harry in this shit.
I said,
we ain't seen no documents.
But they said Instagram got
Yeah, yeah, Instagram.
But then you got.
That's where that shit started.
You got the people that's putting extra on the shit, because it was a nigga at the crib, at Diddy crib, like driving by, like when they say his neighbors. I was like, yeah, bro, I seen Diddy put, he had all these kids come up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and like bro, you are a random nigga.
Bullshit.
You don't even live here.
That's bullshit. I think that
you can't say them folks.
I think Instagram is just going off with it because how fast he settled with the Cassie thing. So they like, nah, you had to have been doing some freaky shit for you to just settle with this lady and not take it to court and do nothing as fast.
But that's what rich niggas do.
Not if somebody lying on you. If somebody lying on you, no matter how much money.
No, guess what?
You
no.
could be found innocent in court, and motherfuckers will still believe you did that shit.
No, I'm agreeing with you, but I think that it all started from him just hurrying up and settling with her. So now everybody started coming out the woodwork saying that he didn't do something to him. I mean, to them. You got the guy that came out and said, did he do something to him? You got all these people saying
niggas want
to
pay
that. No, because if he did it, he did it. And he, you know.
But I feel
you
like
saying why you ain't been said something like
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
you saying, like why you wait till you seen some nigga getting money.
Because I know everybody didn't have an NDA. Let's start there. I know that. Or I'd be willing to bet that for a fact.
Okay, I just question.
Like you like this Rodney, whoever this Rodney nigga is.
What he saying? Bro. What he saying?
He said, I don't know what he said. But he said some shit that was inappropriate.
That what?
That somebody. Did he did some inappropriate stuff?
Like, yeah, like to him. Like did it to him.
Did it to him.
Did he did it?
Like he did it to him. What they said, yeah.
Rodney.
Pull it up, screen. I mean,
what happened?
That, you talking about the producer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like street.
Oh, no, I'm saying it's about.
Lil Rod.
It's about 20 pages, ain't it? Or yeah. 10?
What did he say? Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. accused of sexually assaulting.
No, fuck Cuba Gooding. I'm talking about the producer nigga that.
Yeah, Lil Rod.
Lower on the totem pole.
Yeah. It happened on Diddy Yacht.
Oh, shit. So now because it happened on the yacht.
Oh, yeah, that boy out there on that yacht.
Hey, what you going to do for this yacht?
Yeah,
I heard Yike was on that yacht.
I was
but
not.
Then they did. Okay,
I
so
ain't been to Miami.
That boy said I was not on the yacht.
I ain't been to Miami in 7 years.
I have a question. So if,
I was not on the yacht.
So if everything that Cassie yacht, is I saying, not. I have a question. So if the stuff that Cassie is saying is true, right? And what she's basically saying is all this stuff happened to her and that a lot of people were afraid of Diddy because he was threatening to kill people and all of that. Wouldn't that make sense of why people aren't coming out and saying he did this to me because they was afraid of him? Like, what if he really
ain't
put fear people scared in
people's yeah, I'm about to say, kill that nigga back or something. Like, shit.
Kill him back?
Oh, you saying, like, thinking that people wouldn't believe him?
People wouldn't believe him, for one, because he got all the money. For two, he got all the people behind him. And for three, they seen him do some, like, crazy stuff to people. Like, because Cassidy was saying that he was hanging people out of fucking windows and stuff like that. Like, what if people were really afraid of him? And what he's capable of doing.
Man, Diddy ain't the baddest nigga on the planet. I don't seen some badder niggas than that.
But my thing is, okay.
How you know?
Yeah. I just
know what you said. He don't have to be the one that's doing it himself.
I don't think he's doing it. I absolutely don't think he's doing it
himself. You don't know what kind of nigga a nigga could be because the nigga you see.
Yeah.
I just don't. I do not believe Diddy is that big of a villain for this many niggas to be afraid of him.
You never know what somebody, how somebody is, especially when they got all that money.
Like, you're not even the richest nigga on the planet.
That don't mean nothing. You know how niggas don't even be the richest niggas when they hood and they
plenty dangerous niggas who ain't got no money.
Yeah, that's what I'm
about.
Saying.
You brought it up. You said
but
money.
I'm just yeah, saying because of yeah, the money that he has and the access gloves. He have to people to get people to do what he want them to do. People could be afraid of him.
It's other niggas with the same access.
But can I ask y'all a serious question though? And this is just
and they scared of them nigga
know.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I refuse to believe they.
Okay, so I know y'all are saying that like the people probably didn't come out.
I'm just saying like you never know
because they were like afraid and you know what I'm saying all of that.
So what you think? You think Diddy did what they said he did?
I mean, I don't know. I can't say. But I feel like
if you start rambling after it's a yes or no question. I mean, you know what I'm saying, you deflecting on your line.
No, I'm not deflecting.
Do you think Diddy did it? Yes or no?
What specifically are we speaking of?
Whatever they saying he did. Do you think he is? Yes or no? Do you think
that he's a
creep? I can see that.
Do I think he was doing freaky ass shit with Cassie? Yes.
I don't think he did all that shit they trying to say he did.
See,
I don't think he did all that shit.
I think it's some extra put on it.
But you know how many? And I'm not defending it. Because if I don't know what parts he's or if any of it he's responsible for or whatever, but I'm just saying like, okay, just like from me
but you
personally
still didn't say yes sir. No, D. That was a great one. You said I don't think he did all that shit. So what would that
so here's my thing with this, right?
Deflection.
I just feel like just me being in the industry and like the shit that I've seen over my years, like it's like, bruh, I don't know how I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say without saying it the wrong way, but it's like, bruh, like.
Bruh.
Where did this happen at? The comedy show.
Where
Carlos was like, bruh, you never been, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh, bruh, and then bruh, and bruh. Sound just like Carlos on that stage.
It's just like. It's a lot of things that go on and a lot of things that take place.
My last statement on this, because
in the process or in the act of these things taking place, all parties are on the same page. But it's after the fact when certain things don't go certain ways, then the act that was agreed upon by all parties turns into some other shit.
That's some real shit right there.
And like I'm saying, like that's I'm not right like now. Anything yeah, yeah, that was done that against cool. anybody's will yeah, yeah, or yeah, anything yeah. like that, that's bullshit and I'm not
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if everybody was in agreement with whatever all this shit was that was going on, yeah. when it was going on, you don't have the liberty to come back and say after the fact
this
that,
is abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
but I have a question. I have a question. Do you feel like you can agree to something and then it goes too far and you're able to say that you don't want to do it anymore?
Absolutely. In that moment, hell yeah, we doing yeah,
but
too
I'm
much.
Just saying, like,
cause but it, don't let it happen and then be like, damn, I don't like
no,
that.
No, but if you're
that's just like ordering some food. Eating damn near all the food and then calling the manager say, hey,
this shit nasty.
I didn't like this shit.
People do that all the time.
And that's bogus.
That's my point. That's my point. That's my point exactly.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, it's people out there that, like, can be in a relationship with somebody and then you agreeing to do something and then you really don't want to do it, but you're doing it because you don't want to make this person mad.
Well, like a threesome?
That or anything. It could be because I don't want to make this person mad, or you know how this person get when they get mad. I'm just putting a fear factor in it. Like,
who thought is it that you afraid?
No, you
no, we're not doing
that.
We're not doing that.
That's some bullshit. Don't even be no bullshit.
But if I don't know,
if
you afraid.
If I'm afraid, you know somebody's afraid.
Get out what you're saying.
That's like me being afraid of bank. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and then bank start raising his voice or something, and I'm afraid of it. That ain't my fault that I'm afraid that I know.
I'm not
this
saying it's your fault, but I'm saying
doing.
You have to tell somebody.
No,
it's not always
it's
that
not,
simple. It's not always
of course,
that simple.
It's not that
it's
simple.
Not always
it's
that
not
simple.
Always
and
that
some
easy.
People do tell people. They do tell like their friends that this is going on. That don't mean that they're gonna go call the police. Because you have so much love for a person. You could be in a my point. You could be in a relationship with somebody, right? And you can agree to do certain things with this person. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, you're like, damn, like, I agreed to it the first time, and now it's going on and going on and going on, and you realize that I really don't want to do this shit no more. Well, you may have said it, because we don't know. You may have said it to this person, and then this person, like, get mad or whatever, whatever, so you don't want to make this person
but
mad.
Listen, you have listen. To establish consent
no, listen,
each time,
listen,
though.
No, listen.
Everything is not like that.
Let me say something, Shy, real quick, to what you're saying. What you're saying is completely and totally all the way right. Like, if you agreed to some shit one time and then the next time you didn't really want to do it and then the time after that you totally didn't want to do it, that is okay. That's totally understandable and that's being human. But say that. Say that the first time we did this, I agreed to it and I allowed it and I wanted it to happen or whatever. But then the next time I didn't like it so much
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't cool with it, but I was afraid for whatever mm-hmm. reason. And now that I'm out of this situation, I can speak on it. Mm-hmm. Don't make it seem like the whole entire time you were fucking being pushed against your will. And that wasn't the case when you willed it the first time.
I get what you're saying.
Like, but it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, hey, I was cool with this shit the first time, but after I did it, I didn't really like it, but I was afraid to say something mm-hmm. because this nigga be tripping, whatever, yeah. whatever. So I did keep going along with it, but now I'm here to tell my story. I didn't like that shit after I did it the first time, but I did give consent to do it the first time. So the first time wasn't against my will, and the second time I was afraid. That's why I didn't say no.
No, I get that 100%. Next question.
Yes.
What about the people that, like, you feed them drugs, and so like, now, is that real consent? If you sit
no.
in here giving me
no,
like,
it's not.
That's not
all
consent.
These
totally
drugs
not.
And alcohol, no. and then now we're doing this stuff.
100% no.
It's totally
if you
not.
Can't,
and that's
if you wouldn't say
wrong.
If you wouldn't say yes on a sober mind, it's not a yes.
But
that's a lot
you,
of the stuff
but,
that's
but
going
listen,
on in the industry.
And I'm not. And again, I'm not. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to defend a predator or no shit like that. But if those said drugs that you were fed, you agreed to take with your own volition, then your battle is out the window. If you agreed to, if you said, hey, yeah, I want to take this ecstasy, or hey, yeah, I want to take this cocaine or whatever the fuck it is, then whatever happens after you were on it or whatever, you can't say that, okay, somebody made me do this.
I don't agree with that.
No, no, you gotta hear me out.
Okay.
If you say no while you're on the shit, okay, yeah, cool, that's whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can't say that somebody drugged you and raped you or drugged you and did something to you or whatever, and you knowingly, willingly fucking put yourself under the influence.
Like, if they ain't spike your shit without you knowing and give you some shit, if you put that shit in your mouth and drunk it,
yes,
you saying that.
If this is ecstasy, I'm about to take this ecstasy, I'm about to put this ecstasy in my mouth, and I'm about to swallow this ecstasy with some Hennessy or whatever the fuck, then the whole drugging thing, whatever happens after that, if you didn't want to do it, yeah, that's still wrong. But the whole being drugged and you didn't know what was happening and you didn't know what was going on, that's like, to me, that's out of the window because you put yourself under the influence.
Can't say nobody drugged you, but you can say somebody took advantage of you. They took advantage while you were under the influence of drugs.
While you were under the influence, yeah. But you can't say that somebody drugged you or forced you to
exactly.
take
this, yeah.
And you took it on your own on your own free will.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's a thin line, but it's a clear line, and it has to be some clarity and some definition.
Because one thing is not the other thing.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's all I've been trying to say.
Yeah.
That's all I've been trying to say.
Yeah.
That's all I've been trying to say. Like I said, I'm not trying to protect a predator or make excuses for somebody that does fucked up shit.
You just saying this ain't that.
It's like, yeah, like
because
it has
those
to
are
be...
two different types of wrongs.
Yes,
one
bro,
of those
yes.
things. One of those things is they were taking advantage of you from the jump. They drugged you. You didn't consent to taking the drugs. The other thing is y'all was partying or whatever. Yeah. You didn't consent to them doing anything wrong to you. You were just we could take drugs and drink with your friends. Yes. You're supposed to be able to do that. But what you didn't consent to was being violated while you were unable to consent. Exactly. You didn't agree to that. That's not okay.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Big Facts Law Group.
Big Facts Law Group. Big Facts Group Chat.
Hey, LLC that shit tomorrow.
I got you. Big Facts Law Group.
Yeah.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Elsewhere in the culture.
Oh yeah, we got some more shit to talk about.
Future and Metro, shouts to them. They dropped an album called We Don't Trust You. Ooh, right?
Very timely.
All right.
AKA
and then
Pick-A-Side Records.
There's a record featuring Kendrick Lamar, where Kendrick Lamar allegedly is taking shots at Drake and or J. Cole.
Them the most direct alleged shots I've ever seen in my life.
And a lot of the fans are just kind of taking different lines from the project and saying that the whole thing is there's a lot of shots being taken. So,
well, it's not just that song. It's the intro as well.
The intro they're saying is like a whole shots is being taken. So,
yeah.
The question is.
But another thing too, real quick before you start that, I just want to also mention how they used the clips from like this album is diabolical and on so many levels for so many reasons. Mm. Because number one, because of the clips that they used to narrate the album instead of like skits and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. They used live clips from different Mobb Deep interviews, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact that they chose to put Kendrick Lamar on an Everlasting Bass sample was fucking some unheard of, some of the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. One of the craziest things I've ever seen. And then they also used like several other samples that people might not have like caught on to yet, but once you get it, then you've got it. What? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but nah, those shots were pretty direct on that. Like that, nigga said, "Hold on, I pulled the lyrics up." He said, "Last year they had the song called First Person Shooter, and he
nigga,
said fuck
me.
He said fuck sneak this and First Person Shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches."
And for those of you all that don't know what a switch is,
Kendrick Lamar.
A switch is a modification that
hold
you can.
Say it again. What did he say?
He said, fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches.
He basically saying, y'all, I feel like one of y'all was sneak dissing me, but I ain't sneak dissing.
And I'm fully loaded and fully automatic, and I'm ready to take all of you niggas down.
And last year we saw Drake's big thing was, Michael Jackson. Nigga,
and your best work is a light pat, nigga. Prince outlived Mike Jack. That's Kendrick Lamar. I don't like that.
I don't think it's up. This is not the first time Kendrick has done this. I don't think it's up for debate whether or not Kendrick is going at them niggas. That's clear. The clarity comes in.
The reason,
yeah, how they trying to
the
make
reason
it,
behind it.
Pluto and Drake.
Right.
That's what the twist factor to this shit is. Like, Kendrick dissed.
Oh, you wasn't supposed to. You're not supposed to let your dog diss somebody on your record. That's right. Why. He allowed it.
Yeah.
But then it's not just this song. It's the first one. Said, nigga, you a number one fan, dog. Sneak dissing on the gram, dog. Like.
But that could also.
But even
be a
then,
general...
on the last Drake album, he had a song called "What Would Pluto Do?"
Yeah. I'm saying, like, some of them lines can be general smoke. Like, seriously, like, we could say some shit, and it could be general. I ain't saying it is or it ain't, but that could be a general smoke song. That could be one of the niggas in his crew that he let go or some shit. We don't know.
But a lot of those shoes fit the beige Canadian.
That's why what I would say to everybody when you want to say some shit about some folks, just my vote is put a name with it. Then we don't have to do all this.
Yeah, you got
to
put some address on that shit.
Put a name on it. That's how them old school rap niggas used to be. First off, fuck your bitch. And you know what I'm saying? In the clique you claim, put a name with that shit.
It ain't no name in that.
And hit them up.
First off, fuck that bitch.
He said he obviously in
that. No, I'm talking about in that particular line.
Oh, I said verse.
Oh, I said that. So he said everybody name.
What? Ain't no name in it.
Nigga said, pillow talking, acting like a fed dog. Don't need another freak friend, dog. Can't be a hoe. That can't be about a hoe that we sharing, dog. Now, this also leads back to a woman. That they said that they was beefing over a bitch in the club.
It still could be general smoke.
Who was beefing?
Drake and Future.
Over a,
you believe all
not,
that type
not
of shit?
Not Future.
We were just talking about conspiracy theories.
Do you believe that?
I don't believe Future would catch feelings over a bitch. I do believe Drake would throw shots at Future over a bitch.
You know, it don't even.
Damn, why you say that?
Drake, the nigga that's known for being sensitive. It's not beyond the scope of imagination to believe Drake would be upset about a bitch.
He's saying that because it's a myth
one of his bitches.
That red niggas are always in their feelings.
No, Kodak
is saying
Drake, that because
Drake on Lover Boy time.
Absolutely. Yeah, am I alone in this?
But you can't. But
you can't judge a
nigga.
I just told y'all, bro. Y'all be judging nigga life from back here, bro. And nigga be totally different.
But I'm open to be wrong. I'm open to being
saying,
wrong.
I'm not saying he is or not. I'm just saying it could be something that you just, I know what I fit in front of the camera. Some niggas be just away in front of the camera, but don't even be that way.
Because we got to also remember that we don't, well, I'm not going to say we don't know these niggas personally, but even when you know a nigga personally, it's still another nigga to that nigga that you don't know.
Yeah, for real shit.
It still might be 2-3 other niggas to a nigga that you know personally. So it's like you can't ever vouch for a nigga unless it's you. I learned that a long time ago. Unless it's myself.
I just feel like.
Because I done seen some niggas do some unbelievable shit that I never thought I would see.
With that shit, though, that shit crazy. Internet makes shit way worse than it is. It look crazy. But the internet make that shit look.
Oh, shit, he's going to Twitter, y'all. Hold
10 times, bro.
All right. So, this is the name of a song on the Drake album. I mean, on the Future album called Princess Diana. This is another woman.
Shout out to Magic City.
Yeah, that Drake was allegedly fucking with. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying this shit makes sense.
What happened now?
This is a song on the album. This is a woman that Drake purchased a bag for.
Say that, nigga.
I'm just saying.
Man, you know how many bitches Drake done bought bags for?
Who named Princess Diana? This gets very specific.
Come on.
I'm not saying it's true.
What did he say on the song?
No, this is the name of a song. I have to, like, that's a song about, that shit hard.
That's Drake's song?
Name of
the song?
No, that's Future.
That's on Pluto and Metro's album.
Yeah, and he named a song after, allegedly, a woman that Drake was fucking with.
The only name.
So who throwing the shot then? Pluto or
Pluto,
Drake?
Definitely.
Man, it's been a whole bunch of rapid fire back and forth. We not finna sit here and say and such threw a shot and all of that. Man, it's been friendly fire.
Didn't they just
both
do a
sides.
Song last year?
Oh, so you saying this ain't just start happening, Jay? You saying this ain't just start happening?
What if they're doing it for
what if I according to Black Twitter and according to Instagram, no.
What if they're doing this just for publicity?
I believe that's a possibility. For what a time as well. To be alive, because all this mm-hmm. extra shit, like, ooh, Nav unfollowed Drake. Who gives a fuck about what Nav is doing?
Yeah, like, what if they just doing this and then next year they gonna do a tour together again?
A big three tour, stadium tour. Yeah. Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Like, what if this is just like, all right, I need y'all to run these sales up, run this up. So now everybody's going back and forth to listen to J. Cole and
Kendrick. But just being so real, though.
When we lock back in, it's just the biggest shit ever.
Yeah, it just, what if they just pushing each other numbers up? Because they album, Future and the
220,000 the first week.
Everybody going back to listen to Drake and J. Cole just to make sure, like, to compare.
I gotta disagree.
Just pushing them both up.
I gotta disagree.
What you disagree with?
I don't think.
Niggas ain't playing
I don't
like
think
that.
Them niggas, them type of niggas to do some playing shit for like clicks that. And yeah, likes. Yeah. And them niggas ain't, them niggas don't yeah. need that.
Nah.
Them niggas don't I'm need not that. Saying whatever need whatever it is going on.
It's going
if
on.
If in fact it is something going on.
It's going on, on. Yeah.
It's overly going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this ain't no play yep. play, like,
y'all
we doing this because we finna announce a rollout or no shit like that. They don't even do rollouts and this, shit like that. So this, it's not, I don't even think it's that type of party. I think it's one of those things we probably never will get to the bottom of unless one of them niggas speak on it type shit.
What if at this point, the fans want some smoke. So everybody involved ain't getting away without some type of smoke. Somebody going to have to rap about something, do something.
And if they do, something. Do some
but
shit.
Do y'all
like,
think,
who y'all think, who y'all think will go hard though in that? Like, between, as far as, like if
on some rap shit or like if the
Drake
got in the
rap
ring.
Shit. Drake.
No, I don't think they should fight.
Drake, Aubrey.
It's just on some rap shit. Like if
Aubrey,
just
Drake,
say if Drake take that shit personally, just get at
Future.
Kendrick,
Future, get it all on.
Drake gonna make the more lyrical song. And that shit gonna be hard.
Like he did.
Future gonna make a hit. Future's gonna make a hit.
But listen, here's the bigger picture to the shit, though.
So Kendrick,
y'all
do
are
shit?
Completely
Kendrick gonna do something that's gonna be cool for a weekend.
But y'all are listen, you're
not a weekend.
You're,
not a,
you're out of your
you're
fucking mind.
Sometimes
you're out of your fucking mind.
Sometimes
you're
out of your fucking mind.
Sometimes
it's definitely the gloves. It's definitely the gloves, bro. I hope he puts you in that rap.
Yeah, except the weekend.
No, but listen, y'all. This is what you guys are completely forgetting. Y'all are completely forgetting the J. Cole element in this situation. Y'all haven't said
nothing about
that.
J. Cole is so
that.
Unproblematic, and I love J. Cole, so I just feel like they shouldn't do
but
that.
But
Cole
is,
started
like
this.
Wow.
He said, what's the big three line? I love when niggas debate about who's the big three, me, Drizzy, and Kendrick, and me. Or
nigga,
shit.
He showed love.
No, but then he came back and said, but I feel like Muhammad Ali.
What that got
that
to
what
do?
You supposed to
saying that's what he's supposed to do.
That's
bro.
Rap.
If
you're
a nigga,
to have
if
ego you're, in rap.
I'm saying, if
what did he
if
say about Kendrick then by saying that?
If you're a competitive nigga like Kendrick, fuck y'all.
But what did he say bad about
and
Kendrick?
And y'all's fucking countdown
if
or
you're
whatever.
Competitive
like
Kendrick, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
If somebody put up some shit talking about the we're the top three podcasts, but we're Muhammad Ali. Fuck you.
Right.
I've never heard it broken
that's
down
the
like
end,
that.
That's the end of it. That's what I'm saying. That's what everybody is saying.
You and Kendrick got the same sign?
No, Kendrick a Gemini. But what I'm saying is,
yeah, makes sense.
In the competitive sense of it, if Kendrick's sitting at home watching Drake and Cole and all this other shit, in the competitive sense, I don't even feel it at, like it's hate. He been throwing shots at. He been doing that. This is not new. He been doing this shit for a decade. Y'all remember Control?
Yeah, Aubrey.
Yeah, he been doing this Aubrey. Shit is not new. It's just whether or not Drake gonna finally feed into it or not.
And Kendrick's verses are so far in between. Like, nigga, the Mr. Morale and Big Steppers feel like it came out 2 years ago. So
but
when he drops,
even though his
excited.
Verses are far and in between, his verses have a monumental impact when they do drop.
Absolutely, I agree.
You said 1 week.
You said
you don't
for
agree.
A week. No, he said for a weekend.
Yeah. I said they do have a monumental.
Just retract
go,
your statement,
niggas
bro.
Will go,
just take
niggas,
it back. Just
niggas
it
will
back.
Go back and play it, but
just
like
it
for the weekend.
Yeah, for the weekend. But then 3 months later, like, oh, that shit was hard.
Somebody got some hand sanitizer. I don't want to touch this nigga no more, man. You tripping?
I'm clean.
At the end of the day, time gonna reveal.
But
what
I feel like,
that,
but I feel like this too. Again, not trying to cut you off, and I know I say that, and I did. I'm sorry. My bad.
We got a cutoff jar.
Yeah, we finna start that shit. But I feel like if Drake was gonna respond, he would have done it by now.
Drake on tour.
Yeah.
Nigga, Drake was on tour when he was into it with Meek.
Well, that was
now, that
and
was
he took
crazy.
And he took Meek
different.
On tour
was,
with him.
That was different.
No, that was the craziest.
How is that different?
How?
That was a different situation.
How?
Okay, you got somebody that's throwing shots at you and dissing you. That's one thing. Then you got somebody else that was trying to basically say, you don't write your own shit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's throwing shots and dissing. That's a form of throwing.
Same thing, though.
That was deeper.
And them nigga brothers, though, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, who? Future and Drake?
Yeah.
He's going to wait a month to put out his diss?
Who? I don't think he's going to diss.
That's what I'm saying. If he would have...
He's coming right now.
He said things on Instagram and all of that. Yeah. But
what did he say?
On his show, he said in his show.
He said, I'm standing 10 toes down with my back heel.
He got on stage last night or the night before last or whatever, like after all this shit happened, and said that there's nobody on this earth that can fuck with me. And pull it up so we can make sure.
See, when Pusha T dissed Drake coming back ASAP, because it's known, I don't like Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? They don't like each other for whatever reason, whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. They put out their records immediately and got at each other, and then they decided to whatever, right? But like he's saying, I just feel like this situation for Drake is kind of like, this don't feel like that.
But you think Drake could diss Kendrick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He going to have some bars with Kendrick at this point.
Because Future didn't say nothing about him, did he?
If he has some ball for internet, she gonna have some ball for all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah, he will.
If he disses Kendrick, he's gonna have to diss Pluto.
But the whole situation.
Did Future diss Drake?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What did Future say about Drake?
In the first song.
The blogger had it right there.
He gonna take the Jay-Z approach this time. He gonna wait till he's ready.
It depends.
That's what
Jay-Z
do.
It depends. It ain't the 90s no more. You know, he finna drop another album. If he come with another album, sound like y'all doing a little bit too much on this one too.
Oh yeah, Scary Hours.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we gonna get it.
If they drop again and
you gonna get an IG like post at 3 o'clock. Yeah, it's coming tonight.
Kanye on this one dissing me.
Kanye did say fuck Drake.
I'm just saying. Now you got
Scary Hours.
Yeah, this nigga dissed me on this one. Then you got another nigga. Oh boy, it's up. You just saying fuck me.
You gonna get one of them time and location songs. It's gonna be a 5 a.m. and goddamn Buckhead.
I think it's good. You know, this shit been kind of boring. So.
The women been running it. The niggas ain't been coming hard this year.
But let me ask y'all.
The nigga putting out quality work though. That shit though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all another question. Do you think that the whole thing with like the back and forth with him and Metro had something to do with his feelings on this also?
I don't even know where that shit came from.
I
know what you're talking about. I don't know what they were beefing over.
No, what I'm saying, I don't know. I can't remember exactly, so I don't want to quote it, but it was some award. I don't know if it was a Grammy or what, but Metro felt like Heroes and Villains should have been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And it overly should have because it's one of the best albums of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But he made, I don't know if he directly said her loss or if he said that it was better than some of the albums in the category. I don't remember exactly what he said, but some kind of way it was like some back and forth with him and Drake about the whole comment about his album not being nominated. But I felt like it was a snub too because his shit was riding from top to bottom and it was crafted and classically put together.
That was one of the best sequenced albums of the year.
Really of the decade.
Yeah. Like the way that shit, it sounded like a movie.
It flowed. Yeah. Yeah, and he put a lot of time and effort into that shit.
Like you couldn't play the beginning of it and not play Superhero. You couldn't play On Time and not go into Superhero.
Yes,
because it just flowed that well together. Yes. That album was like a meal.
Yes,
all that shit went well together.
Yes,
a meal, supper.
Hopefully they'll do some rapping and then come together and do a big tour and then I'll be straight.
I don't see that coming together. Shit, I don't see that.
No. Drake said his acting day is over.
So you say them lines I'm in cross.
I feel like and another
Metro, so y'all ain't gotta pick a side.
Everybody, I mean people are picking a side too, which is crazy.
People are picking sides.
Yeah.
People are picking sides. And it's like when you're in one of those pick a side situations, the people that are perpetuating the pick, if they should happen to make back up, all of the side pickers are stuck on the outside.
Oh, man, you right about that, because, boy, Quinn Miller got caught. Quinn Miller got caught.
Yeah.
Boy, that shit was, boy, he got caught over nothing. That he was on, he was in the middle. He was really the nigga in the middle of that Drake and Meek shit.
What happened,
he was a casualty.
Wait, what happened?
Quinn Miller's career was over.
Wasn't that allegedly Drake's ghostwriter?
Nah, it wasn't alleged. That was him. He was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. He was one of the niggas that was outed by Meek Mill as being one
who
of.
Who brought that to the light? Drama.
Drama. It was drama or Meek. Yeah. Oh. So he was a casualty. But now him and now Drake and Meek cool, and it's like Quinn Miller still this. Out on the outside looking
in. Dangling in the wind.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with Quinn, too.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Man,
you just got to stay out of people's shit.
It wasn't nothing he could, but it really, that's shit, the crazy man. Shit. It wasn't nothing he could do to avoid that. How you going to, like, don't put me into that shit?
No, but you shouldn't have confirmed that
he never confirmed. He never confirmed anything. The other people came with receipts on his behalf. Like, if I forgot it was drama or me, because it's like, yeah, the nigga who's writing for Drake is Quinn Miller. Here's the, they posted the,
If he didn't vocally like say anything, then he's not in the middle of it.
He ended up in the middle of it.
No, I mean he's in the middle of it, but he's not.
It wasn't his fault.
He didn't
pick a side.
Did he do an interview or something?
I think somebody from TMZ got him a few years ago.
Yeah, so if he did an interview, yeah.
If he spoke on it, then he's dead. But if he didn't speak on it, then there's nothing to say. Yeah.
But, like, what Scream said, if they did do a stadium tour.
How the fuck you get them mixed up?
No, I'm about to, if they did do a stadium tour, who would open and who would close?
Who?
Drake, Cole, Kendrick.
They should have somebody else open.
No, that's a damn good question, Cody.
They should have somebody else open.
That is a very controversial.
All three of them going to have to open and rotate.
If you answer that question, you have picked a side. So I'm not answering.
Drake got to close, bro.
You picked a side.
Cole open.
That's fucked up.
Cole definitely got to open.
I
stand on my statement that I said the other day. Like, there's nowhere on God's green earth that J. Cole can out-rap.
I said they should have
somebody else that's out of either one of them.
Somebody has to open. Shy, if you got those three on the ticket and you get into the show late, and who would you be okay with missing?
I think it comes down to the person. I really like
J. Cole.
If I get to the show late and I miss, oh damn, you miss J. Cole.
The person that don't sold the most tickets and albums is the headliner.
Drake.
Well then, there you have it.
But y'all could tell. J. Cole, Kendrick, Future, then Drake.
You think Kendrick gonna open up in California? It depends where you at. Kendrick not going to do that in L.A.? I get that, but I'm just saying, like, it would depend. Somebody got to open if y'all want to get this money.
Shit, they better goddamn get,
I said it, get somebody else to open.
What they going to do?
That's a damn good question right now.
What they going to do?
They going to sit in the back and wait their turn.
they going to go at the same time?
They don't got a song.
Somebody
got
to go first. No.
There's
somebody
too many
gotta
egos
go.
To do that shit.
That shit wouldn't even be a tour. Like,
they canceled that tour.
What if they shuffled it depending on where they at?
The way they would have to do it would be is basically a Drake tour, but he bring niggas out how he be doing on his shit now. Like,
yeah.
In the middle, let niggas come and do their shit.
But who finna do that? Who? Kendrick and J.
Cole just did it. Cole made this shit so bad
with Cole, though. Cole is doing the B-side cities.
Cole doing it right now. Kendrick ain't getting brought out.
Kendrick ain't getting brought out.
But he'll bring you out.
And then on top of that, another thing you got to look at as far as that.
Nah, y'all got to understand. I'm going to tell you, you got to understand. This real shit. By the time these people looking at it like, okay, this Drake concert, they going to be there on time. So let him get out there and do four songs. Then how he do, he come out do four, five songs, bring your ass out. He really open it.
Oh, he open his own show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He opened that motherfucker up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Just like with Seven them, that shit, they were loaded by the time he got out there, like overly loaded. Yeah. I'm giving you my fans, like ain't no opening shit. Mm. Like that, that's it, I'm telling you.
Oh, but with a Kendrick Cole and Drake tour, like.
And Future.
I was just talking about
that'll be like the tickets would have to be at least $10,000.
He just kicked Pluto out them over.
I mean, shit, we talking about the big. If we did a big three tour,
That's not Kanye.
Put Kanye in there.
No, Kanye not.
What Kanye go in?
Kanye not even going to agree with
that. Yeah,
ain't agree. He not even.
Where he go with it?
His production is too advanced to do some shit like that.
Yeah, Kanye gonna take it all out. He's gonna fly out the ceiling.
So y'all think Kanye bigger than all three of them?
Yes.
He bigger than at least two of them.
I'm crying.
It's bad to say Kanye bigger than Kendrick and J. Cole?
Impossible.
Huh. I think they all done saluted Kanye at one point, so he kind of in that GOAT level energy.
I think Kanye's up there.
Yeah.
I love Ye.
Yeah, Kanye next tour might be him coming out of a volcano.
He created the rest of the genre.
Except Boosie. He said, "Nah, I ain't create that
I just listened to "Wipe Me Down" for the first time. And whatever said, the genre it is, I didn't create.
I don't want any parts of that. I don't want anything to do with that. When I say I was dying, but I feel like just how you said, okay, they saluted, yeah, or whatever. That's just like how, like, if you take the young crew and the young niggas, how like Dirk, Baby. Like, all of them niggas salute Thug for, like, what he's done. It's, like, that same type of shit.
I got you. Well, time is going to tell these stories, you know what I mean, as it pertains to everything we talked about today on the Big Facts group chats. Anything else somebody want to say? I definitely want to send prayers and respect to the Baltimore Bridge situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Six people. Confirmed.
Six people, yeah.
Aren't they looking for somebody?
Nah, the Coast Guard just put out a statement about a few minutes ago.
So everybody in the cars they found? Because it was seven workers. It was seven workers, right?
Yeah, they ain't find, like, they ain't find nobody. It's really hard to open your car
door. It's
called
a casualty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just six confirmed that
they've actually located and they were deceased already.
Yeah.
Dang, because it was seven workers working on it.
I think they said it was 21 cars from like the video footage that they had or whatever.
What happened to it?
So it was a boat ran out of power. Yeah. It ran out of power. They lost navigation and they crashed into the bridge and the bridge immediately collapsed.
But it was like when it hit that part of the bridge, the whole support beams.
But it was one of those boats, the cargo boats that have like the big old cranes on it. It was one of those.
Yeah.
And it
wasn't like a little ship or no shit like that. It was like some fully steel, like industrial shit.
Yeah.
That has the power to like knock the shit loose or whatever.
So man, who fault is that?
It was a mechanical issue.
Yeah, that shit's supposed to be in that teleboat. They put some weak ass shit up
there. Nah, that boat is huge. And then they got all them hundreds of thousand pound cranes on there.
What he's saying is infrastructure. It should be something around, at least around the support.
That shit felt like Legos.
I seen it, but I ain't looking into it.
But I think that even like with the infrastructure shit is only up to a certain amount of tons or pounds or whatever. Yeah. But with that shit coming on that water, like how fast it looked like it was coming.
And who would expect some shit like that to happen?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it looked like they could have just
gotta come by, nigga. What the one motherfucker hit the bit. I think. But we gotta make sure anybody hit this bit, they shit gonna tell. That weak ass shit, man. That shit looked flimsy as hell, man.
No, it felt like a fucking Lego.
Look real, bro.
Yeah, it felt like Legos.
That shit just didn't even get a chance to like rock a little bit and nothing.
I think something
that helped mitigate what happened is like a few minutes before that it hit, they were able to send out like a mayday call, like, "Yo, we lose the control, so stop."
But that
the
didn't
bridge.
Stop. That didn't stop the people that was already on that bitch.
Yeah, it didn't, but it was a lot more people on it. So some people were able to like get by or like not go on it at all. So, you know,
Ho, ho, ho. So what are you saying? You saying that they send out a message to the people on the bridge?
No, I'm not. I read it this morning.
The mayor said that, or the governor, they sent out a message saying basically our boat fucked up. Mayday, mayday. But
yeah.
It was too late.
What I'm saying, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have. If they wouldn't have sent out that message, it would have been worse.
But did y'all see what they said about the mayor?
Basically, calling
him a nigga.
Yeah, he a
DEI. Who said that?
They say he a diversity and inclusion hire.
That basically it was affirmative action, and that's why he became mayor.
And now
because he's black, and they needed a token colored person
and
to fill the position.
Who said that?
Some fucking blogger.
Y'all messy.
No,
y'all
just...
bloggers are messy.
Oh, yeah, y'all. I'm not a blogger.
I'm not a blogger.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, that shit is fucked up. And I now just, he
I
has to
look at the pictures. I don't even be reading into this shit. Y'all go out there reading the comments, reading the...
I go for the comments.
I just look at the shit and just be like, damn. Like that bridge, I ain't want to look at it, see how many people, nothing. I just seen that shit.
I thought it was
fall
fake.
Down. I like, damn. Me, then I scroll past. I'm thinking, I look back like, damn, that fucked up. Hope ain't nobody on that motherfucker to kept going.
No, I thought it was look fake. At it no more. And I watched it so many times because you could see the cars flying by when it was first about
yeah,
to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, them cars, yeah, look, boy.
Yo, I was like, because I'm already afraid of bridges. That's me like too, one of my biggest bridges. Fears, like the bridge just falling. And to see that happen, just imagine being the person like, about to get on the bridge and it stop you, and then you see that shit happen. Or the person that just made it across, and then you see it happen behind
it
you.
It was probably a nigga that got caught at a light and didn't get to the bridge.
That's when and was rushing to get to the bridge.
Yeah.
Like some Final Destination type shit.
What? Like that shit don't just happen.
Man, that shit, yeah, that shit, exactly. That shit don't just happen, man. That shit's some fluke shit.
Have y'all ever driven to New Orleans?
That big, tall-ass bridge? Oh, you talking about the shit that's over that long-ass water?
Yes. Yeah. See,
it's like one way up, one way down type shit. That shit like, for miles.
It's like the longest bridge. In,
I don't like that.
On this side.
Oh, for real?
This shit like, I think 6 or 7 miles.
Oh, yeah, that shit is like, yeah.
From Alabama to
Louisiana.
To Louisiana.
Yeah.
That shit shouldn't even exist, dog. That shit big as a motherfucker.
What bridge is long as hell? We was just on it in the Bay, too.
In San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got one coming from like L.A. to Frisco. And that shit look like it go up in the sky and then go. It's so freaky. Mm. Like, it's so freaky.
I feel like it's a bridge in Port Arthur like that, too.
I don't like bridges. Or even that's when like they first make freeways, like, I don't like that either. Because I'm like, what if they
would you prefer
to put a beam in
would
or something?
You prefer a bridge or a tunnel? Like a bridge over water or a tunnel underwater?
Tunnel's cool. Like,
no, I don't like the underwater.
You a brave nigga.
New Jersey, New York, that little tunnel, the turnpike.
I think for
that go underwater, like the tunnels that go underneath it.
No, but I think for most people, tunnels are easier to stomach because you can't see it.
Yeah, can't see shit.
Not if it's underwater.
Be if you're in a tunnel,
you
just
see a tunnel.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You don't even see the water. Yeah, yeah.
Drive through the tunnel, and they usually ain't that long. Yeah. Not like some of them bridges. So
yeah. I don't pray for them people.
It's like being on the bottom deck of a boat and like.
Damn, I don't like boats. Water? I don't like boats either.
You never been on a cruise?
No, I don't like boats. I can't swim.
You don't like open water?
Yeah, like too much open water can make me nauseous. For real? Yeah.
You don't know how to swim?
I mean, I know how to like swim just a little bit. Like, and if I had to jump in the pool to save my kid or something, I can do
know
that.
How to dog paddle.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I can get up in there a little bit. But like deep water, like boats and shit. I remember one time I went on a boat. I was like, I'm ready to get off. Like, I couldn't enjoy myself.
Thalassophobia.
I felt like I was going to pass out, make me nauseous. And then when you look at like the water, like the, what is it? Like the shore being so far away. Oh my God.
I love water. I'm a lifeguard.
I like being at the beach, but I don't want to be that far deep in the water where I can't
get
to where
I
got to
renew my certification for this year. But yeah, I'm a lifeguard. I love water.
Float a nigga on up out of that.
Come here, Jay.
Jay gonna float a nigga on back. I got you, B. Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Oh,
you,
God.
Yo.
Listen.
Kick your feet.
Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com. This has been a first Big Facts group chat.
Hopefully
exclusive.
It won't be another.
The Big Facts Network. Subscribe, like, comment, share it to the world. You know what it is. Salute y'all. Salute.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.